Welcome back, Out of the Bullpen Podcast. I'm your co-host, Tommy, at Mr. Tommy Walter on Twitter.
And I'm his co-host, Josh. And on Twitter, I'm Mr. 30-something.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with me there.
you just jump in the gun. You're just too excited to talk about Yankees bullshit.
I guess so, man. And we are a predominantly Yankees podcast, if you don't know. And that's basically all we're talking about today, because it's a two-man team. Robert, I believe, is still on vacation. Hopefully he is okay.
Hopefully a polar bear isn't biting yet.
And then our co-host last week, Nikki, is on vacation with her man's. She's on vacation in Jacksonville, Florida. So if you see Nikki walk around sunny Jacksonville, make sure you say what up and buy her a meatball sub.
Or share wine, because they have share wine in Jacksonville.
Or share wine. I forgot to look for that too. I went to the store and forgot to.
Hopefully she'll get one and she'll send you a picture.
Yeah. So kind of just to kind of start off and not necessarily get it out of the way, because it's kind of hard to forget something like this, but just to open and kind of, we'll kind of put this episode, we'll dedicate it to the late, great Tyler Skaggs of the Angels and his family and friends. Never want to lose an athlete. Being sports fans, you hate to see, especially a young athlete, go so soon. But just any human being, when it's announced, you know, especially because 27 to me, even, and I'm only 32, but 27 just seems so young, and it really is, but it's literally like a kid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, especially by like sports standards.
I mean, that is the inside joke curse or whatever, the 27 club. A lot of celebrities die at that age for whatever reason.
Yeah, and it's really sad, and we were actually talking about it right before we started and trying to figure out if they had announced yet what had happened, and it hasn't been, but you know, hopefully there no fuckery was going on, but you know, more importantly, just
did he have any kids?
I know he was married, but I didn't see anything about any kids. So just, you know, long story short, thoughts and prayers go out to his wife and family and, you know, friends and teammates, especially. And all of Major League Baseball, because when something like that happens, it seems to affect the league.
Yeah, definitely.
In general.
I know we give Giancarlo a lot of shit for being a bitch, but did you read his Instagram post about it?
I did. It was very moving. And, you know, he was there in Miami when that happened.
Alex Hernandez.
Two or three years ago?
It's 15 or 16, I want to say. One of those two years, yeah.
That was a, if I remember correctly, that was a boating accident.
Boating, correct? And cocaine.
Yeah, well, cocaine's a hell of a drug, and when you mix it with motor vehicles of any kind, it's not a good mix.
No, it becomes even more of a drug.
Yeah, it's sad nonetheless, especially because, you know, when you're an athlete and you're put kind of in the spotlight, I feel like sometimes it's taken advantage of and people see it the wrong way. But like I said, they're human beings.
Yeah,
first.
Definitely.
And everybody makes mistakes. Shit happens. And, you know, unfortunately for, you know, I couldn't imagine like being his wife. Like,
yeah, that's being miserable.
If I lost my spouse, I don't know what I'd do. So, you know, super amount of thoughts go with her, because my best friend last year died on a freaking operating table at 31 years old, you know, so trying to get a liver transplant. And I still talk to his wife at least once a week, because, you know, just check in, and I feel like I'm obligated, being his best friend and godfather to their daughters and all that stuff. Yeah. So it sucks, and I know what she's going through just from talking to her. So
it's a horrible situation.
But we will move on as best we can and talk baseball. Like I said, it's basically all Yankees. So if you're not a Yankees fan,
stick around, because you love
us. Shut it up. Or you know, you can always come back next week. I'm assuming Robert will be back next week, and if not, I'm sure we can probably get Nikki on next week, maybe. I know you guys are going to, or is that, when is that?
Right,
2 weeks, yeah. Right? Yeah. So that'll be after. So next week's show shouldn't be affected, right?
We're good.
Okay. All right, we're good. So we're coming up on the All-Star break next Tuesday, or the All-Star game next Tuesday, Home Run Derby next Monday. But before we get to that, obviously our New York Yankees are still hot despite last night. 48-20 since the show started, 54-29 overall. Only the Dodgers have a better record, 58-29. I like to think positively about that and just say it's because of the rainouts. So we've missed a few more games than the Dodgers have. And obviously the London trip, you know, we've only played three games since our last show last week. So actually, and that was another thing that Josh and I talked about earlier today, when we were trying to find a guest to come on, a guest co-host. And I was like, you know, we've only really played three games. So I think just the two of us will be just fine. And we like to talk. Yeah. So
it works out.
Me and Josh really haven't talked all that much this week. We talked a little bit Sunday, but it was more just shooting the shit and me getting drunk and shooting off fireworks.
Which, by the way, is a great video.
Yeah, I might tweet it out. I might. But I did have a casualty after that first one that I sent. The second one was one of the tube. Fire shots that you you know, you put the little ball in there and light the fuse. Well,
been there.
I was an asshole and decided not to get out of the way in time, and the tube kicked over, shot me, the ball hit my ankle. So that was fun. So now I have a giant fucking bruise on my leg. But
I've been there.
I'm good. I've been there. Yeah. That was the worst firework incident I've had since, I want to say, I was probably in high school, because I wasn't like shit faced, but I was pretty lit. I had no business lighting off fireworks.
It's probably been, I guess, 10 or 12 years ago. Yeah, those like grenade shells that you put in the tubes. Well,
yeah.
I was drunk, and we thought it'd be a good idea to light them in our hand and throw them up in the air.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, the fuse went off before I was anticipating it going off, and the shell exploded in my hand.
Oh, so you had a quick burner.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't have any skin left on my hand for about 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
It was bad.
You had to keep it wrapped up and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I had a good little, like, second-degree burn. It's painful.
So learn from our mistakes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening. If you're listening in real time on the day of the episode being published, tomorrow is 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to America and all Americans.
America.
I will be working all day, and we will be extremely slow, because we always are on holidays like that when people are outside grilling and shooting off fireworks. But we also close at 10 o'clock, so I'm grateful, because by the time all the fireworks are done, we'll be closed, so nobody can come in late, and I'll get out a little early and might be able to see some fireworks tomorrow.
I don't really have any plans. I was going to go look, kind of just shoot the shit. I thought about buying some fireworks and doing that, but I don't know. I haven't got anything set in stone yet.
Man, I bought a few big ones, and I bought the kids sparklers just to kill time. And cooked out Sunday, and that was our 4th of July, and they're cool with it. Like, Amanda will take them to go watch fireworks, I'm sure, tomorrow night while they're waiting for me to get off work.
Yeah, but I'm low-key thinking about watching. Well, I'm probably going to watch the one in D.C. because I love all the airplanes and fighter planes and shit, and they're going to have, like, this big demonstration shit, so.
And you'll have the day off tomorrow.
I'm off until rest this week, so.
Damn.
You gotta take Fridays off when you get Thursday off, bro.
Yeah, well, especially if you decide to have a couple of cocktails tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't know. I may end up driving to my parents and seeing them.
Hanging out with them.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
So, yeah, just whatever you guys decide to do, be safe. Drink responsibly, as always. If you don't drink, you can always do it the legal way and go to gogreenhemp.com. Use coupon code Heels and Quads and all caps.
That's right.
Save 15% off your CBD order.
Nice little segue there.
Yeah, that was professional. But yeah, I mean, have fun. I always enjoyed watching the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, right. I always forget. That's
my shit, but
it blows my mind to watch that little Asian dude eat like 80 fucking hot dogs.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there going like, I could maybe make a run of like 12 to 15 and I'm out.
I couldn't do that. I'm not a huge hot dog person. If I eat one, it's gotta be burnt. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, at least they give them Nathan's, so it's good hot dogs. It's not a barbecue or whatever that 79 cents a package.
God only knows what you're actually eating.
And it's like a really bad cheese. It doesn't melt. It doesn't cook. But yeah, so back to baseball. Sweet. Well, I mean, America, hot dogs.
Cracker Jacks. Let's talk about Cracker Jacks.
Can we talk about Cracker Jacks for a second? No, I love
Cracker Jacks. I do too.
And it's not even because they go hand in hand with baseball. They're just a delicious little treat.
I just love popcorn in general.
Yeah, dude. Popcorn's the shit. I always remember like getting those tins at Christmas time.
Yeah. With all the flavors in it, and cheese and
the cheese would be the first one to go.
Yeah, cheese and caramel and butterscotch. Oh yeah, that shit's good.
Sweep of the Red Sox in London. Like I said, we didn't really talk last week other than non-baseball stuff. So what was your take on coming off of going into that series, during the series, and after? Let's do it that way and kill some
Going into it, I was kind of, I was curious to see what it would be like and how the fans would, take it in and how they would like it. It was fun to watch, but then, the first inning of the first game lasted, 44 fucking minutes and scored. There were 12 runs scored in the first inning. And at that point, I was like, well, this is probably going to be – I was getting kind of nervous because Tanaka looked god-awful, but –
Yeah, it going into it, and I had to work, so I was kind of just, glancing at it when I could, and then I watched it all that night when I got home, Saturday night. But it was, very – it had a different feel.
No, definitely.
It had that all-star playoff, even maybe World Series-type atmosphere to it, where just the pomp and circumstance. I always like to use that coming from – wrestling stuff. And them getting to meet the royal family and stuff, I thought that was cool, and then they talked about it. But yeah, the first inning was fucking brutal to get through. I mean, the first half was great. Awesome.
Loving it.
We're kicking ass. Yeah. Love that shit. And then the Red Sox, tear up Tanaka a little bit. And then I was just kind of like, okay, what is this going to be? Is this just going to be this high scoring game? And sure enough, it was. I think we won first game 17-13, if I'm correct.
I think that's right. No, 17-14.
14, okay. I knew it was close. Oh, yeah. But I felt like I almost felt like, and this is also, again, coming from, doing all this wrestling stuff for so long. It almost felt like it was fucking scripted.
Oh, it did. I actually thought that too. I was like, are they just
are they doing this for London? Like, does Vegas have something going on behind the scenes?
The ball's juiced.
Is this what Major League Baseball wanted this first game to be for the fans? Like, to get everybody talking about Major League Baseball in another country? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can tell you kind of felt the same way because, you're a wrestling fan as well.
But it did kind of feel wonky. And then the Athletic ran a story about how they changed the formula of how the baseballs are made for this season. So they're jumping off the bats, and we're seeing more home runs this year.
Also, I think, you know, the foul territory being
that was insane.
Like, I mean, you know, Oakland Coliseum, you're used to that when you see the Yankees go to the A's stadium. But, like, this is an extra, what was it, like 3,000 feet?
Yeah, it was something crazy like that. Yeah, it was wild. I kind of felt bad for Michael Chavis, the Red Sox first baseman.
Yeah, that botched
play. Yeah, well, hell, he had like 5 botched plays throughout the series.
Yeah. But that first one to me, I felt like was the worst one of the whole definitely. Series.
That's when the whole...
Because it was basically in his glove.
And then that's when we started scoring the runs, when he missed that one.
Yeah. And they just kept showing him on the camera. Like, it's like, what do you expect him to do? Like, throw his hands up in the air? Like, what are you gonna do? No, he's playing the fucking game. Like, he's already hopefully moved on.
Hopefully,
from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, in the second game, you know, the Yankees kind of started off a little slow, and I was like, yep, they burned them out last night, all those runs, but sure shit, come back and win it. And we did talk a little baseball Sunday, because we were talking about how we were worried about not getting to continue that home run.
Yeah, they didn't get it going until the seventh inning.
Yeah, and they scored, what, like 6 in the seventh?
6 or 7, yeah, something like that.
But yeah, I mean, it was fun. I hope they continue to do it. And I know they said it was the first annual.
They already have the Red Sox and Cardinals scheduled for next year.
See, and that to me is like, so why is it Red Sox?
Not Red Sox. Cardinals and Cubs. My bad. Cardinals and Cubs. Cardinals.
Oh, okay. So what they're gonna do is they're gonna do rivalries for the division. That makes more sense. I was like, what the fuck? Why are the Red Sox getting to go back?
Yeah, they need to. I think they should find a different stadium because the pitchers can't. Because they were like, I was reading or watching the story last night, and that stadium was built for the Olympic like track or something like that. So it's built so there's like no wind resistance in the building. So you can't. So the breaking balls aren't breaking.
Which makes sense.
So.
It seemed like every breaking ball was really hanging out there. So, I think the Yankees' next series like that is in Tokyo. I think we have another Tokyo series coming up in the next couple of years.
Okay, I didn't even know that. Okay.
I think. I could be wrong. I think it's 2021, I think, is what I read. But I could be wrong. And then, of course, come back. The whole thing about this series kind of aggravated me in a way. I mean, I liked giving everybody extra days off for travel and everything, but you're taking away good summer baseball that's the only negative, really. I love the fact that we're trying to get Major League Baseball bigger in other countries. That's great. But you're taking away not only revenue, but, you know, TV ratings with games being off. You're taking away, you know, maybe some people have certain days off, like a Friday night that is usually big for baseball. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to even this year, how many Fridays teams are having off in general. Like, I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it is kind of different than what I'm used to seeing every year.
That's the only real negative that I'm taking from it. And then the Yankees come back, have another day off, and then played the Mets last night in a game that I didn't even bother watching because I was so aggravated the fact that they'd had so many days off in such a short amount of time. And coming off the high of that London series, it's hard to, like, for me personally, to really get back in. Now I have to get back in my routine.
Yeah, that's how I felt too.
Like, it as a fan, it's taken me out of my routine. So tonight I will be watching the Yankees and Mets game 2. So if this season is going to continue to go the way it goes, I'm assuming the Yankees are going to pick up a W tonight.
Let's hope.
Because we split with the Mets last month. So hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then, of course, last night I didn't see it, obviously, because I'm honest. The home run streak ended. I did see that James Paxton did pitch better.
The bats were just, offense, I guess, ice cold.
Just couldn't get it going. And so, yeah. And then some news. Jason Dominguez, the number one international prospect. I believe he's 16.
Yeah, 16.
Has signed with the Yankees. This kind of – the hoopla around him and behind him reminds me of Chappie when he was 16. And everybody was wanting him. And the Yankees wanted – yeah, and Trout. But – but I just from an international standpoint, it reminds me of Aroldis Chapman because, you know, the Yankees wanted him, the Red Sox wanted him, the Angels wanted like everybody wanted him because here's a 16-year-old kid and he's throwing fucking heat. But from what I gathered from Dominguez, he's an outfielder.
Yeah, from everything that I've read, he's basically not that Mike Trout's old, but he's basically Mike Trout.
A Dominican Mike Trout. What's not being racist or anything? Just throwing that out there.
He can basically do everything. He's great fielding, great hitting. Got a cannon for an arm.
Hey, put him on the club now. Let's do it. Why not? We have problems with every other roster spot, so. And trying to figure out who we're going to keep and who we're not going to keep. But that's something to look forward to in the future. I mean, you know, who knows how long this podcast will be going. We might be talking about his debut in a couple of years,
If he's as good as they say he is, I can't imagine that he'll be in minor leagues longer than he's probably 19.
So, okay, this is one thing I've never understood about the international signings. At 16, when can he actually start playing for the minor league clubs?
I'm not 100% sure on this, but I believe 17.
Okay, so next year he might be able to maybe partake in spring training and maybe start off with single A.
I think. We'll have to research that and figure it out next week.
Yeah, let's do that for next week. I was going to do it now, but we got more stuff to talk about. I feel like
there's a lot to take in trying to figure that out.
And Sunday, this leads me into the next topic. Sunday, there were a lot and lot of tweets of how good DJ LeMahieu has been. I remember saying when we first started this show, this is the best signing the Yankees have made the entire offseason.
I agree.
And at that point, we didn't know where he was going to play. We didn't know how often he was going to play, if he was going to be an everyday starter or what. Obviously, injuries kind of carried into that and made that decision for Aaron Boone. But the fact that he is playing the way he's playing, and last week I said, let's crown him fucking MVP already. Everybody's tweeting on Sunday, DJ LeMahieu is, you know, our MVP for the season so far. Couldn't agree more. And then Major League Baseball announced today that he was awarded June AL Player of the Month. So in June, just the month of June, this is his numbers. He batted .395, 6 home runs, 2 triples, 8 doubles, 29 RBIs, 26 runs scored.
That's crazy.
That's a month. So you think about it. He had 29 RBIs. That's almost an RBI a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, obviously days off and stuff and multiple RBIs in a game. But he only had 3 games in the entire month of June where he didn't get a hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. That's impressive. That is crazy.
And, you know, I'll admit, like, the first month and a half of the season, I was kind of worried about his home run total. Like, because he only had 2 for until, what, May? The middle of May?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And then he started getting a little hotter, and now he's at 12 still. Okay, I thought maybe he'd hit another one, but
he's at 12 still. But
hey, you know what? But I'll take 10 home runs in a month and a half.
I would say he's probably on pace to be in the 20 to 25 range, probably.
I could see him hitting about 22, 23 for the season, and. I mean, he's going to have over 100 RBIs.
Definitely. I feel like Cashman should just go ahead and extend him. I know he signed a 2-year deal, but, I mean, go ahead and extend him.
I would. Yeah. He's not old.
Yeah.
He's only, what, 30? I think he's 30.
30 or 31, yeah, something like that, yeah.
So, I mean, I'd go ahead and give him an extra 2 years.
Yeah, give him, like, 60 or 70 million.
And if he continues to play like this, then, I mean, he his swing is so pure. It reminds me a lot of Derek Jeter. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, Yankee fans have this hard on, for lack of a better term, of comparing current Yankees to Derek Jeter. Everybody wanted to compare Aaron Judge to Derek mm-hmm. Jeter. I just, with Aaron Judge being a power hitter, I'll never do that.
Yeah.
I see the fanfare about Aaron Judge like Derek Jeter, but I'm like, as far as a baseball standpoint, I just don't see it.
He also reminds me of, I was obviously super, super little and didn't see a lot of his games, but like from clips I've seen, he also reminds me a lot of Reggie, his swing.
DJ? Yeah, I could see that. I do notice, though, that when he does try to hit for power, he does kind of drop to his knee like Reggie did.
That's a good point. I didn't even notice that.
I noticed that during the – well, it wasn't the London series. It was the series before that. So, Toronto?
Yeah, Toronto, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. There was a couple of at-bats where he kind of dropped to his knee, and I was like, oh, there's that Reggie swing. So I guess we can get to the sad news of the Yankees this week. our good pal and the man that Nikki is most thirsty for, Luke Voit, headed to the IL.
She needs to go rub his tummy and make him all better.
I'm pretty sure you said she needed to rub something else.
I did, but...
Yeah, it sucks, but I mean, at this point, we're so used to people getting hurt and going to the IL. It's almost a matter of time before everybody makes a stint.
Yeah, but I just hate losing Luke, though.
He's got a lot of fire. He's a good asset to have in the clubhouse. He's got a great personality, and it comes off even in when he steps in the batter's box. He just looks like somebody you would want to hang out with.
And I noticed last night, watching last night's game, he's far better defensively than Edwin is.
Mm. Absolutely. And, I mean, Edwin is getting, quote-unquote, long in the tooth by baseball standards. But...
Hey, we're the same age here now.
But, I mean, you know, I'm sure the Yankees will be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not looking for us to hit some giant slump anytime soon. Obviously, I think it's going to happen eventually, and I hope it happens. Maybe towards the end of July, we kind of go on a skid and then get hot at the right time and go right into the playoffs, because that's what you want. You almost want your team at some point to go through that hardship of, and we had it at the beginning of the season, don't get me wrong, and with the injuries and stuff. But I'm just saying, from a standpoint of the dog days of summer, you want at some point, whether it be right before the All-Star break or right after the All-Star break, to have that little bit of a slump mm-hmm. to where you're like, okay, fuck it. We're going to turn around, guys, and we're going to get hot, and you guys are going to start winning again. Because this is a fucking Cinderella season for us.
Yeah.
And I don't care what anybody says about the Yankees. You guys buy your championships, whatever. It's been 10 fucking years. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. But
if we buy championships, the Red Sox bought one last year. So...
The whole argument with that is just so—it's just so invalid and stupid to even for a fan of another team to say it. Like we've said several times on the show, if your team spent the money, you'd be fine with it too.
Yeah. Red Sox fans can't say shit. They spend money. The only ones that say that shit are like National League teams who have like a cap they stick to.
Yeah, and we've said it about the Cardinals before and the Braves as well.
But I don't think.
Let's see here.
I don't think we've lost more than 3 games in a row this season, have we?
We have not. Which is great. I mean, if you can continue that the whole season, I'm fucking all for it. Sign my ass up, because I'd love to win 110 games this year.
I would too. I didn't.
I wouldn't have any problem. Like I'm not going to be upset. I mean, it's not like I'm not a. The person that's going to be like, oh, yeah, we're going to go in and we're going to win every game the rest of the year. That ain't happening. It's impossible. Oh, yeah. Like, if that happened, like, literally, like, I'm pretty sure that that's the day Jesus is coming back.
True.
You know, yeah. Like that, it's just not, it's not possible. We've only lost 29 games. We're 54-29 right now. Yeah. That alone is amazing.
Also, I found something amazing. They were talking about Sunday when we beat the Red Sox. That matched their loss total. That they didn't reach that number until like August 24th last year. So they're like,
yeah, you sent me that. I remember that.
Yeah, they're like 2 months ahead of schedule.
That's insane. And I didn't put this in our notes for the show today, but realistically, the only team that's we could actually say is completely out of the hunt for even a playoff spot is probably the Baltimore Orioles.
Are the Royals?
Because even the Marlins are only 11 games back from the second wild card spot. I mean, the National League's tight. Let me pull it up real quick now that I've brought it up. All right, so right now the Yankees are 54-29, obviously leading the East. Minnesota's 53-31, leading the Central. Houston is 54-32, leading the wild card, or the West. The wild card is Tampa at 50-36. They've got the number one spot, and then the number two spot is actually a tie between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. So if the season ended today, Cleveland and Oakland would have to play a playoff game to play in the wild card game.
Dang.
Let's see. Baltimore's 22.5 back from the second wild card spot. Kansas City's 18 back. Detroit 17. Toronto 15. Seattle 10.5. So there's a big jump right there. And then this one's big too. From 10.5 with Seattle to 5 with the White Sox, 4 with the Angels, 1.5 for the Red Sox, and a half a game back of the second wild card spot is the Texas Rangers.
Dang. Yeah, I just.
And then the National League, Miami's 11.5 back, and then it's all 6.5.
That's really not bad. Then I guess anybody could technically get on a streak and get back in it.
Other than the Orioles, that's the only team I think has zero chance at this point. I mean, their chance at making the playoffs is probably like what 1-2%, maybe.
Probably, yeah. Cause look at their run differential, how bad they are. That is crazy.
Minus 173.
Yeah. That's them bad. And the Tigers are just horrible.
Detroit is negative 152. Miami's minus 81. And the Giants are minus 72. Those are the worst ones. Oh, wait. Seattle's minus 64. Hey, remember when they were the best team in baseball?
They won 15 in a row. They were 15-0 at one point in time.
Yeah. Oh, Kansas City's minus 76 and Chicago's 67. Yeah, that's pretty bad. We're at plus 103. Tampa's a plus 89. Minnesota's plus 111. Houston's 85. Dodgers are 129. My God.
The Dodgers are really fucking good.
Really fucking good.
I really hope we get a Dodgers-Yankee World Series, just selfishly.
I'd love it. Not only that, but I, the World Series should be the two best teams. I don't give a shit. If the Yankees aren't the best team,
right?
You know, I concede the season, whatever. We had a good run, great. Like, I'm upset, but it's not going to ruin my life. I know there's always, you know, we always have a chance. I want to see the two best teams play.
I agree.
So tonight, the return of Domingo Herman versus Vargas and the Mets.
Fucking Mets.
So we get another guy off the IL, and it's starting pitching, and it's good starting pitching. Hopefully his hip holds up for the rest of the season, because he was amazing the first.
Yeah, he was by far our best.
I think he's 9-3 already, and I mean, he missed time. So, and a good chunk. What, he missed a month?
Yeah, at least.
So to go on the IL for almost a month or, you know, more maybe, but to be 9-3. And I mean, I'm sure he was included in the decision in all of his games, because I'm pretty sure he pitched you know, a at least into the fifth, all of his games. I don't think he had one where he just got beat up.
Yeah, I can't remember one that he did if that happened.
But so, I mean, that's a positive. So we lose Voit, but we gain Herman. Chapman joins Gary Sanchez and DJ LeMahieu on the All-Star team. They announced the reserves today, I'm assuming. And I read that Chapman was surprised that there wasn't six or seven of them on the team.
Yeah, I'm still mad they totally screwed Glaber. He should have been.
And I mean, Luke Voit gets hurt, but he honestly should have made it as well. And I knew Gio wouldn't get it just because there was a lot of people, baseball fans, that didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
So I think that's why he finished so low in the voting. But for him to even get into that final round, which we're going to talk about this in our hot take today, but for him to even get to that final round and be in the discussion to be a starter is fucking awesome. And it speaks, you know, to what the Yankees have done this year.
Yeah, he's had best year of his career by far.
So real quick, we'll run through it. The top 10, the power rankings this week. Obviously didn't get what I wanted, but it was close. At number 10, the Milwaukee Brewers. So they take the 10 spot from the Cardinals from last week. Ninth is the Red Sox. They stay the same. Rangers stay the same at 8. The Cubs stay the same at 7. Rays same at 6. Astros move back to number 5. Twins move back to number 4. The big jumper this week was the Braves moving from 5 to 3. They've been playing incredible baseball.
I've heard all about it.
I'm honestly fucking surprised. I am too. And you know, hey, good for Braves fans, you know. So
they love it. My Twitter timeline is fucking full of them.
But it's cool because we're kind of getting this 90s resurgence with everything else. So with the Braves being, you know, one of the best teams of the 90s, it's kind of cool for us being where we are. That's kind of where the meat and potatoes of our baseball watching was in the 90s, or at least as kids. So to see this kind of come back full circle, now I'm getting to relive it with my kids. Like, hey, we could have a, if we don't have a Yankees Dodgers World Series, we could have a Yankees Braves World Series.
I'd be okay with that just because it's so much closer than going to New York. For me, it's like 3-hour drive. So.
Hey, man, and if it's the Braves and the Yankees, and if I got a little extra scratch and you can find a way to get us some tickets, I'm in, dude. I'm there. I'll fly into fucking Atlanta by myself. I don't give a shit.
I promise you, if we get the World Series, I'm going. I don't give a fuck where it is.
That's why I'm always like, I just wanted to see the Yankees and Cardinals play in the World Series because St. Louis is far away. So that's a hop, skip, and a fucking jump for us. You know, we're used to traveling, being in the fucking podunk Arkansas world where you got to drive. No less than 2 hours just to go to a decent concert, you know, where we live. Yeah, so, and 4 for a good one. Every once in a while, like, we can go like an hour and a half. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours of Springfield, Missouri, wrestling, like Raw, like house shows come there. And, they get decent concerts. Like Kiss played there a couple of years ago. Journey's played there. Bob Seger was actually there this year, and I really wanted to fucking go to that because I love Bob Seger, and it's his last tour. But didn't get to go because I had to work. So
what is the biggest city near you?
We are roughly 3 hours from Little Rock. Where, depending on who's driving, you can get there in 2.5. About 3 to 3.5 from Memphis. 4 from St. Louis and Kansas City. Both Tulsa is about 3.5-4 hours too. And I mean, I've been every surrounding city around us to go to concerts and sporting events. So, I mean, it's not bad, but you honestly, there's no point in like going for the night. You know, you make a weekend out of it. Which, like, when the Yankees are in Kansas City, if we get to go, like, that's – I'm going every day. Right. And that's, like, my fun for the year. But going from that to round everything up, talking about the All-Star game, All-Star weekend coming up this coming week, next week. The hot take for today, it was mine. It's not great, but I got motivation from Phil Hughes. He tweeted this out about, you know, every team having representation. And I tweeted back because I wanted my voice heard. Or I actually tweeted from the show page, so go check that out. Out of the pen.
Speaking
pod,
of that real quick, we did reach 100 followers, so you guys will get your question and answer show.
And let's do that next week, because I feel like with it being the All-Star game, we'll probably do just like a preview, because they're not announcing the home run derby. Well, we won't. Fuck it. We're doing the show next Monday. No matter what.
Whoa.
We're doing the show Monday because it's pre-home run derby. We got to be ready.
You heard it here first, folks.
I don't care. If I'm hungover, I'm hungover. Fuck it. We're doing it. Because it just makes sense.
If y'all didn't know, this show was supposed to be on Mondays, but we've never done it on Mondays.
I don't think we've done one.
We haven't. That's why I said we've not done one.
Yeah. Well, originally it was going to be early Sunday mornings.
Yeah, originally. Then it wasn't Monday, and that didn't happen.
And then I was like, I like to drink.
Yeah. So I was doing it on Wednesdays, and I'll just double book it. I'll do this show, and I'll do Anne-Marie's show. We'll just do them back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my goal. Starting next Monday, it's going to be Mondays, because I'm spreading myself way too fucking thin, especially on Wednesdays, and that's like my final night before the big weekend of work. So starting next Monday, every Monday, I don't care. I might not be 100%, but it'll be better than nothing. And honestly, probably better than Wednesdays, because I'm actually more energized on Mondays. So if that tells you anything, because I feel like I'm usually pretty energetic on here.
We'll put a hashtag after the show today for you to get your questions in.
Yeah, while we're talking about our hot take, let's think of a hashtag. And we'll do that next week and preview the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game. So it'll be a nice, we'll have pomp and circumstance next Monday. We'll do the show while wearing suits.
Okay.
I mean, it's audio. They don't know. That's like the Hills and Quads Hall of Fame. You know, we were in Rio de Janeiro for that last year. This year, it's from San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's always somewhere where people can't actually go. So, you know, whatever. And then, hey, that's another great idea for us. The end of the year, we do like a year-end. We do our own year-end award show.
That's not a bad idea. Definitely have to do that.
After the World Series, we, you know, and for each series in the playoffs, we give our MVP for each series, something like that. And then at the end, after the World Series, we do our recap. And I mean, I'm cool with keep doing the baseball show every week, even when the season's not going.
I am too.
Because I mean, there's always something going on. I mean, even if it's just a short 20-minute episode where we just talk about who got signed where. You know, once a week, we could still do it. I was actually thinking about that this past weekend. I was like, what are we going to do when the season's over? Do we just switch to football? Do we go to basketball? Like, hockey? What are we going to do?
I actually had a talk. I think about this. You're in the South, and I'm in the South. I think we should do some college football, because I know that's big shit here. I go to every Tennessee game. I have my season tickets.
I'm not the biggest college football guy, but I mean, I watch enough to be, I can carry.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, I go to every Tennessee.
At least you carry, and I do.
Yeah, I mean, I go to every Tennessee game. Like I said, I got season tickets, so.
All right. So maybe while recording the baseball show, then we just, you know, cut it off, and then we have our own little spinoff.
Yeah, we could do.
Because obviously, I'm hoping next week we're on our own channel, finally. Yeah.
We can just, like, mix but, like, after baseball, maybe we could just make it, like, a little bit of, like, a sports, like, smorgasbord of shit.
Yeah, we could do
talk
that.
About a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I like that. All right. I like that idea, Josh. You're smart, you're a powerful and attractive man. Hot take this week. So it really wasn't my idea. I'll give credit to Phil Hughes. Hot take, do you like the new way of voting for the All-Star game? Do you think every team should be represented?
Fuck no. I hate it. I feel like it's kind of like almost
you hate the new way, or you hate every team being represented?
I hate both of them, actually. I don't like anything about it. It's almost kind of like they're giving every team a, like, precip, like, we're just going to give everybody a, you know, someone on the team.
A precipitation trophy. No, not a precipitation. That's yeah, fucking that's right.
Participation trophy.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I've had trouble with words yesterday too. I couldn't say ananus, ananium. I still can't fucking.
Anyways,
yeah,
it's like they're giving everyone a. Now you got me in my head. I'm a fucker.
Yeah, I'm in your head now.
It's like
you get a red ribbon for trying.
Yeah. I don't like it. I feel like it's the All-Star game for a reason. If you're an All-Star, if you're like the best, I don't care if
you're either an All-Star or you're fucking
I don't care if five or six members of the starting team are from one fucking team. If they're that good, then oh well. That's the way it's.
Now do you think fans should be able to vote or do you think that it should be purely based on numbers?
I think it should be
Okay, so here's my thoughts on it. I hate the whole every team should be represented like you. I think it's stupid. Like, I don't care. Like, if a team's the shits, they shouldn't have an All-Star. Or if they do, they're going to make the team. Like the Orioles or the Marlins. I'm not saying nobody on that team has the caliber to be a All-Star, but they're not right now. Nobody on those teams are playing like All-Stars. I'm not saying they're not. There's obviously players. Don't get your panties in a wad, people. But my whole thing is the ballot should be changed. It shouldn't be every player makes the ballot and then the fans vote. I think you have to have certain statistics to where you even make it on the ballot.
That makes sense.
Because like Aaron Judge this year. I mean, he's great, but he didn't play enough to be considered an All-Star this year.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, he shouldn't have even been on the ballot. And I love Aaron Judge. I love the Yankees. But
that makes...
I'm looking at it. I'm playing devil's advocate, as I usually do. I'm trying to look from a overall standpoint of who should be.
I mean that does make sense. Because probably, selfishly, if you leave it up to the fans, more than likely, it would be Yankees...
People are like us and just vote for all Yankees, and then the National League, we add... You know, who we think is better. Be,
That's how I vote too. And that's just like, I got so mad at some other Yankee Twitter people. Like, no, you vote for all fucking Yankees and you do not vote for fucking like.
You never vote for Red Sox. That's the rule. Like, I'll vote for Mike Trout.
Yeah, I voted.
The
only non Yankees that I voted for this year were Mike Trout and. Obviously the DH because we didn't have someone in DH.
Right. I actually voted for Hunter Pence for the DH.
I think that's what I voted for. I don't really remember. Yeah. But I don't.
So we kind of agree. Yeah. I mean, and my way of thinking is a little brash for Yankee fans because they're like, whoa, hang on, wait. We just put all the Yankees on the All-Star team for the American League. And then, you know, National League, we don't really give a shit because the Yankees are going to win.
Yes.
But, I mean, I think that's the way to do it. And I think Major League Baseball should probably listen to my thinking. You have to have certain criteria up to a certain point to where – and it's – I mean, of course you want your superstars on there. Of course they wanted Aaron Judge on the ballot. That makes sense because he's a fucking star. But you have to at some point kind of pull away from – That's the only way that other people are ever going to be all-stars other than your superstars. Because if somebody's having a fucking awesome first half of the year, they should make the team.
I agree, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Well, I know you do, but other people probably don't.
Yeah, it's – I don't know. It's – I don't like the system personally. Hopefully they change it before next year's.
I like this way a little better than giving every team somebody.
Yeah, that makes
But, and I mean, I get their point because they're trying to make every team and their fan base feel special about, you know, hey, look, my team does have an all-star.
But how,
which is great. But
how many?
Like I said to Phil's tweet, it's like, it's not No Child Left Behind. These are grown ass fucking men. Like, and do you really think that they care to a certain point? Probably not.
No, probably not. Not unless they've got like some kind of bonus incentive in their contract or something.
Yeah. Or I mean, they're like legit, like baseball is, you know, their entire being and been fans their entire life. And not saying that most major leaguers aren't that way, but, you know, the All-Star game, you know,
yeah, I mean,
if you got a nagging injury, you know, that's an extra day off or an extra two or three days.
Yeah, that's a nice little weekend at home.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Just something. Yeah. Something easy to think about for the next week. We'll do the Q&A next week. We'll also do a preview of the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game, like I said.
Also, send our prayers and thoughts to Michael Kay. He's going to be gone for a month.
Yeah. But, you know, it's better to take care of this now than it getting worse. So, and that way he can be there for the run
the playoff push.
Because it's amazing. It's like the great Cinderella had a song. Don't know what you got till it's gone. Well, now we know what we have, and it kind of sucks to not hear Michael Kay.
Yeah, we like to bitch about him and his.
And I like to make jokes about his big head and being an alcoholic, but you know.
That's but damn it, he's our big head alcoholic, so we can only.
That's right.
We're the only ones that are allowed to talk shit about.
Yeah. Yeah, if anybody else fucking, like another team's fans talk shit about Michael Kay,
he's the fucking best. He's the fucking best. Yeah. The fuck you talking about?
What is your fucking home run call? You can put it on the board. Yes. No, fuck that. See ya.
I am looking forward real quick. I am looking forward to hearing, hopefully Paul does some home run calls now. That's going to be it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got to come up with his own
thing.
Yeah,
that'll be interesting. In his own awkward, quirky kind of way.
Yeah. And as my neighbor here begins to mow, we'll talk to you guys next week with some fun shit. Hopefully everybody, if you don't have a Twitter and you listen to this fucking show, please get a Twitter. I say that with all my shows. Like, that's such a great way for us to interact, and I love talking to people. There's no better feeling for me than for people to send me a message and say, I really like every show you do. Like, and I've got a few of those the last couple of weeks, and it blows me away.
Well, damn.
Like, I'm just somebody, dude. Like, I'm just nobody, you know, my wife and kids and my family, I'm somebody, but you know, to find out people actually like listen to and respect my opinion is pretty cool. So make sure you go buy some merch. Teespring.com. The tweet is pinned on Out of the Pen Pod.
Get all your questions in. Anything you want to know.
Yeah. So what's our hashtag going to be? What's the
name? That's a good one.
Should we just make it simple, like Ask the Pen?
How about To the Pen?
To the Pen? Something different, not Ask. To the Pen. Call to the pen.
That's really good.
Duh. It's so fucking obvious. And you know, that was actually, I almost wanted to call the show that. Was Call to the Pen.
It's not bad.
But I thought about it and I was like, it's too close to the Yankees. Because, you know, they always say this Call the Pen is brought to you by whatever. So I was like, yeah, you know what? Let's keep it simple. So, okay, hashtag Call to the Pen. Ask us anything you want. You can ask us about our personal lives. I don't mind. My life's an open book. It's everywhere. If you want to know, you can listen to Heels and Quads, and I've talked about every aspect of my life.
I'm
so
good, too. Anything you want to know.
If you're going through some shit and you just need somebody to talk to, ask us that. Ask us baseball questions, other sports, movie questions, TV shows, whatever, like music. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I'll talk about anything. I don't give a shit. We usually do. We get off topic all the time.
We have like, you guys don't know this, but we have like a list of topics and we usually go off every one of those topics.
At least everyone once. So yeah, Call to the Pen hashtag on Twitter. We don't have an Instagram. I don't really see the reason for us to have an Instagram, honestly. But I mean, whatever. You can go to Heels and Quads Wrestling Podcast and hashtag Ask the Pen if you want.
Yeah.
Or just send us a DM if you don't want everybody to see your question. We'll read off your Twitter handles or Instagram handles, however you want to do it. We'll read those off. That way your name gets said on the podcast and you get to live your 15 minutes of fame.
We'll give everyone a shout out.
Because this podcast has about 18 million downloads a week. So, because everybody listens to this show, including Brian Cashman, our best friend.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to make those damn moves we told him about and go get us a starting pitching.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So on that note, we will talk to you next week. I am again Tommy at Mr. Tommy Walter on Twitter.
I am Mr. 30-something on Twitter. And don't forget, it'll be on Monday, not Wednesday.
Monday, no matter what. I'm holding Tommy too. I'm watching the Home Run Derby. I'm watching the All-Star Game, and I want to talk about it before rather than after. Because so. I've tried to get off here three times now.
We ramble a lot.
But I keep thinking of shit as I'm trying to sign off. Home Run Derby. We're both going to pick somebody. And if like one of our guys win and the other ones doesn't, like, cause we have to pick somebody separate. Okay. So we'll get ours. We'll get Robert's. We'll get Nikki's and we can get Tyler's too. Everybody picks somebody for the Home Run Derby and whoever like has the least amount of home runs with their guy, the other group decides on something that person has to do, whether it be on Twitter or the podcast or something. Okay. Like something like silly or embarrassing. Okay. What do you think
about that? I'm down.
I think that'd be fun. And it's enticing. It makes people want to listen.
I already know who I'm picking unless they announce someone that blows me away tonight.
All right, so we'll decide on that. We'll announce it next week on the show, and then we'll see maybe the next week what that person has to do that gets the least amount.
Sounds like a good plan.
All right, so again, follow the show, Out of the Pen Pod on Twitter. Call to the pen, hashtag, ask your questions, get them in before Monday noon Central time. That's the cutoff. So ask us questions. Be involved. If you listen to the show and you enjoy it, listen to it and partake in the festivities. So on that note, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.